which I did. I love to draw those things. I love, oh, I laid out some of the most beautiful homes you ever would see.
Uh-huh.
And got a big kick out of it. Well, I knew they'd never be drawn, but I just got a big kick out of it.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he said, I think you do remarkably well. He said, why don't you go ahead and draw if anybody wants you to and you have the time, up to 30,000 cubic feet. You do not have to be a registered architect up that far, but anything over 30,000 cubic feet, you have to be a registered architect. Like John and Terrell.
Yes.
There's four or five good architects. That's one thing Terrell has, is some very good architects.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Very good.
This is the case.
And John, do you know John and Terrell?
I know. I don't know him personally. I know Panic, for example, the builder.
Yeah.
I know Miller, the architect.
Yeah. Well, Curry is very highly recommended in Indianapolis by the ABC, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Mr. told me a few weeks ago, he said, we just talking about this. He said, Terre Haute is blessed by having good architects.
And yet, it was Muncie that got the architectural school. It's too bad. Muncie.
Yeah.
Ball State's got
that's what I can't understand. Why do they have to go out of town?
That was a political matter.
Yeah. Like this church over here, when it was built in 1898 to 1900, we had the best brick there was in the United States made right
here. Well, surely you did.
These came from over in Illinois. And they're so full of alkali that when it rains, they turn white and run down. You know what the alkali would do. And they're a red brick. About, 10 or 12 years ago, they had this building all tough pointed and blasted just like they did Holman Company. The same people who did Holman Company did church.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pretty well acquainted with them over there from being at Holman Company here too. But I talked to the supervisor on this job one day and I said, how long are those bricks going to stay that way? He said, probably 2 years would be the limit and the alkali will come out on them again. Where if they'd have bought Brazil red brick, they'd have never had that condition.
Well, tell me, what are those bricks over in Holland and Company? They're dark. They look just as sturdy as can be.
They are red brick, but I don't know where they're from, but they don't show alkali.
They certainly don't. There's no color there at all.
Mr. H, if he ever thought anything like that would have happened to the building, he wouldn't have stood still 2 minutes.
You know, they burnish the brass.
They
keep that brass burnished there around the very corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You worked in Terre Haute a good deal.
I was there 46 years.
You worked there. Now, how did you get back and forth?
Well, when I first started over there in 1920, I rode the interurban back and forth until 1940. The year before we got in the war, the interurban was abandoned. Where if they'd have kept it, they'd have met a money because, you know, transportation was curtailed then.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. When they abandoned the railroad, why, they had some old buses. They weren't like we have now. They were only about this high. When you got on them, you had to stoop down to get to a seat. And I have a cousin that lived at Rockville. Well, they lived about 6 miles north of Brazil then. And Fred worked at Holman Company. And he and I got on that bus one morning. He said, I'm tired of this. I don't intend to take any more of it. He said, I'll pick you up in the morning and we'll just drive. He had a car. I said, well, all right. I said, I'll tell you, if you want to drive then, I'll pay my bus fare to you and sit on the bus. So he and I drove back and forth, I expect, for